irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Golly gosh, LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. I almost didn't take my mic off of mute. Oh, it's one of those nights, isn't it? Well, the Grammys is on and everybody's watching that. I know I gotta lower my phone because Twitter's blowing up already. Tweet me your questions, everyone, tonight. How you all doing? I would love to just hug you all right now and say, how are you? I love you all for tuning in. If it's your first time, welcome to Max and Friends. We have an amazing show tonight because we have two authors on tonight. How lucky are we? I love having authors on. One of our authors is an acclaimed New York Times bestselling author, and her book, The Art of Having It All, A Woman's Guide to Unlimited Abundance. Christy Whitman is going to join me in just a moment. And then we also have a great fun author, Jodi Ambrose. She has three books. The first one, Sex, How to Get More of It, Intimacy, How to Get More of It, and a cookbook called Darn Good Eats. Well, speaking of eating, I ate my way through this weekend. I am stuffed. And it's like the middle of, you know, charity week here and philanthropy month, we should say, in South Florida where I am right now. Everybody's having an event. I went to a great event over the weekend just on Friday, last Friday, for BCRF, the Breast Cancer Research Fund. It was an amazing event. They raised like almost, I think, $1 million. It was a luncheon at the Breakers. It was so great to be there and to support a really great cause. But I want to know what your questions are tonight, so tweet me at Max Tucci, because we're going to talk about the art of having it all. And what does having it all mean to you? What does abundance mean to you? Well, tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know, because we're going to have a good conversation tonight. We've got to send our love out. It's like, it like hurts my chest to say this, but to the whole Brown family and the Houstons and to our dear friend, oh man, we'll get through this. But you know, Bobby Christina is just like hanging on and who knows what's going on, but just sending love to our dear friend, Dionne Warwick. You know how much I love Dionne and she's just a friend and we love Dionne and we just send her our love. You know, it was ironic. I don't know if you all knew this, but Dionne had fallen in the shower a week prior, the same time a week later that Bobby Christina kind of like had her incident in the bathtub. So the reason why I'm saying this is because what does it mean to have it all? We look at so many celebrities and think that's what it is. But remember, Bobby Christina lost her mother, her father, you know, they have their relationship. And it's just like when you put us on a pedestal and you think that having it all is cars and money, maybe to you it is, but to some others it's not. So Christy Whitman is joining us in a moment, The Art of Having It All, A Woman's Guide to Unlimited Abundance. Right now we're playing a song for Whitney Houston because it's the Grammys, and you know what happened at the Grammys with Whitney when she passed away. So there's a song called I Didn't Know My Own Strength. And this is for all of you tonight who don't know your own strength. Maybe after this show, tonight you will, and you'll understand what it means to having it all. Right now on Max and Friends, Whitney Houston, I Didn't Know My Own Strength. And when we're back, Christy Whitman, The Art of Having It All.
I had nowhere to turn, I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream, thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hook to hold on to. I thought I might break. Your life was not built to break.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Whitney Houston. I didn't know my own strength. How many of you don't know your own strength? Tweet me at Max Tucci. I want to know. Well, my next guest is an amazing author. She's the acclaimed New York Times bestselling author. I love just to say that. The Art of Having It All, A Woman's Guide to Unlimited Abundance, New York Times bestselling author of three books, including Taming Your Alpha Bitch. Christy Whitman doesn't practice what she preaches. She preaches what she practices. Her forthcoming book, The Art of Having It All, A Woman's Guide to Unlimited Abundance, brings together the most cutting edge and efficient strategies of manifesting just beautiful abundance. So just welcome my beautiful guest tonight, Christy Whitman, to Max and Friends. Welcome to the
show. Hey, Max.
Ooh, that was a good song, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, I'm going to ask you that question. Did you know your own strength? And when did you find it?
I didn't a long time ago. It's taken me a while. It's been a journey, and now I do.
You do.
Excuse me.
Well, you really had such a life. I mean, I'm reading here that you had such a tragic past with your sister committing suicide. Your newborn baby was rushed to the hospital. You went through a divorce. You worked your way out of debt. You lost 30 pounds of unwanted. You just have been through it all. And you live your life with no excuses. How do we get to that point?
You know, what I have done in my life is I've taken every single situation that has come to me that has been there, what I call, I like to call it contrast, you know, things that we don't necessarily want to go through. And, excuse me, and I looked at, okay, here's a situation. What do I want instead? And situations like a divorce or like being in debt or having a very tragic death or even having your newborn rushed to the hospital, all these things could literally just paralyze people. And for me, it was like, this is a moment of really getting clarity on what I want in my life. How do I want this situation
yes.
to turn out? Because I know that we all manifest what we in what we visualize, what we want, what we put out there. And so for me, just as an example, when my son Maxim was in the hospital, for me, there was no other vision that I was holding that he would be back home with his brother, having fun. He would be, you know, becoming a really healthy, strong kid. And here we are 4 years later, and that's the vision that I held, and that's what, yeah, absolutely.
You know, we always say here, we always say on Max and Friends that, and I always say it too, it's something that I preach, that when we are crystal clear on what we want, the universe will rise up with the how, the where, the when, the why, and it will just rise up to meet us. But we have to be clear on what we want.
Absolutely. And it's always our reactions to the things that do happen to us. Because, you know, as long as we're living and breathing, we're always going to have this thing called contrast. So it's things that are unwanted that shows up. Because in this world that we live in, we have so much variety of situations, circumstances, events, people, opinions of people. You know, there's just so much diversity. And it's really up to us as people that are creating our lives the way we want it, is to get really clear what you prefer and what you don't prefer, and focus on the things that you do prefer. And when you do that, when you focus on what you do want, that's when you start activating the law of attraction. Because universal laws, like I talk about in my teaching and in The Art of Having It All, that what we focus upon expands. And we all know about law of attraction, or most of us do, because The Secret became very popular about 8 years
right.
ago. You know, and there's other universal laws that exist. For example, law of sufficiency and abundance. And most of us have been trained and rooted in lack and limitation. And it's time to switch our mindset, switch our beliefs into sufficiency and abundance. Because if it's true that we create from our beliefs, and it is, if we're believing in lack and limitation, we're going to see more lack and limitation in our life. But if we start to look for and see abundance in our lives, that's what our outer reality becomes.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. What does abundance mean to you?
Abundance is all good things. It literally is, it's beyond enough. It's like more than you can ever imagine of all good things. So some people might say abundance is money, and that does include money, but it also means an abundance of patience and love and kindness and support and freedom, you know, so abundance of all good things.
Absolutely. And then what does it mean to you to have it all? What, because everyone has such a different perception of having it all. So what does having it all mean to you?
You know, I'm glad you said that, because the thing is that there's a big debate now, and they don't, people don't seem to say that to men, but they seem to say it to women, that women can't have it all. And I said, well, first of all, anytime someone tells you that you can't have something or do something or be something, you know, you have to question them, because it's like, who's anybody to tell anyone what they can't do, be, or have? So, you know, yeah, exactly. So we all have to define it for ourselves, because having it all in the typical society's way of defining it, you know, having a husband or having a wife with the 2 kids, 2.5 kids, a white picket fence, and the car and the house, and, you know, all that stuff's great. But that's not everybody's definition of having it all. Mine happens to be that, but it goes deeper than that. Like when I'm healthy in my body, when I'm feeling really energetic and fit, you know, that's when I'm having it all in my body. You know, when I'm really connected with my husband and we're just like completely in tune, and our growth points are kind of, you know, gelling together at that point, and we get to laugh a lot, that's having it all with my husband. When my career is just on fire and I'm able to just, you know, inspire and inform, you know, millions of people about universal laws, that's having it all for me. So, you know, each aspect of our lives, we have to define even in those aspects, like our body, our finances, our career, our relationships, you know, whether we have children or not, what kind of, you know, social interactions that we have, what kind of support system we have, what kind of spiritual connection. We have to look at each of those areas and define for ourselves what having it all is.
Absolutely. Well, if you're just tuning in to Max and Friends, my guest tonight is Christy Whitman. The book, The Art of Having It All, A Woman's Guide to Unlimited Abundance. For more information, go to theartofhavingitall.com. We're just going to dive into so many questions tonight, because we have a great listenership tonight, because everyone, you know, when we do shows like this, everybody wants to know, how can I get to that place in life where I feel sufficient? So, or where I feel unlimited amounts of abundance. But now, is it possible to have, here we go, the list, a passionate marriage, a thriving career, a healthy, beautiful body, more money than you ever dreamed possible, and enough downtime to enjoy it without running yourself ragged?
Oh, absolutely.
Just the question alone. Just the
absolutely.
Question
absolutely. Yes.
It is.
But we
no,
have
I
to,
agree.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you.
We have to define it.
Yeah, tell us how to define it, because someone just, they just tweeted me, they said, how do we define getting abundance in our life? So how do we define all of this?
Well, you have to decide what you want, because we don't all want the same things.
Right.
So we have to decide, we have to stop looking outside of ourselves and saying, okay, well, my mom wants me to do this, or my society wants me to do this, or my husband wants, you know, it's like we have to start circling back to ourselves and really be honest with ourselves. Because the biggest question I ask people when I say, well, what do you want? Most people are so trained to say what they don't want. I don't want to gain weight. I don't want to be late. I don't want to be in traffic.
Why
that's
is
how
that?
Because that's how we're trained. It's like most of us are just, we're taught, focus
it's
on what you
pattern,
don't want.
Right? There are patterns of pathology. And this book is an absolute disruption of patterns of pathology. I read
it. Yes, it is.
So great. And it really is. It will just rock your world. I just think it's a great book. And what I love about the book we're talking about right now, The Art of Having It All, A Woman's Guide to Unlimited Abundance. Guys can read it too. So let's just get that together. But in reality, you know, I think that it's such an easy guide, because it's no more than, what, 100 and something pages, if that. And it's just an easy, like, you could take this everywhere you go. And when you have the questions like, whatever the mind can achieve and believe, whatever the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve, you know, these are little quotes in the book that will remind you to get yourself back on track and to get the clarity. It's all about clarity, wouldn't you say so?
Oh, 100%. I mean, you know, when we are clear what we want in our lives, then the universe can completely support us in achieving those things. But we have to know what we want. If we're wishy-washy, then the universe is like, what do you want? I mean, I said it to my husband all the time. You have to be super clear and you have to be specific. Otherwise, you know, it's like, it's almost like going into a restaurant and you have this big, you know, menu with lots of chicken on it, say, and you go in, you say to the waiter, I want the chicken. And he's looking at you like, well, there's 20 different chicken menu, you know, dishes on the menu. Right. Which one you want? You know, it's like, be specific. He can't go and get you that order, and the universe can't deliver what you want if you're not specific. If you're not clear yourself, then it's impossible for you to have what you want.
But let's go off the chicken theory real quick. Let's say that I want chicken piccata, and then all of a sudden, while my order is being put in, I change my mind. What happens with change?
Well, it takes longer. Like, for example, now they got to go back into the, you know, and they got to cancel your order. They got to start making you a new one. So I like to talk about this as split energy. If you're, you know, it's okay if you change your mind, you know, because if you manifest something, you're like, you know what, I like this, but I wanted something different. That's a moment of getting more clear. You know, each opportunity when we manifest something, it's like, well, that's good, but I actually would prefer it to be this way. You know, it's like kind of moving into a house and then going, you know what, my next house, I want bigger closet space. I want more outlets. I want to have a walking, you know, whatever it is. I want to have a bathroom with a, you know, a shower and a, you know, a bathtub. You know, so it's like each time you manifest something, that's the thing, is we're natural born creators. We get something, we manifest something, and then we naturally want to create something else, and we always get clearer and clearer based on what we just currently manifested.
Absolutely. Now, what's the difference between I can and I can't?
Oh my gosh, we have to pay attention to the language that we use, not only with ourselves but with others, because everything in the universe is energy. And everything emits a vibration. So beliefs have a vibration. Thoughts, what we say, our emotions. So we're saying, even to ourselves, well, I can't do that. It is a lower level vibration. It leaves us feeling down. It leaves us feeling depressed. I mean, I don't know. Say to yourself, I can't do something. You feel, you know, you just feel down. And it emits a low vibration that goes out into the universe. So then what happens is you get evidence of more, well, of course you can't. If you believe it can't, you're right. And here's more of a, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Here's more evidence that you can. But switch it up and say, well, I can have it all. You know, then you like feel good, you feel empowered, you feel expanded. That's a much higher vibration that you're giving out into the universe. And then, of course, the universe is going to match things that show you you can. I mean, I believe I can have it all. And you know what? I do in my life. And there are people that truly, that's the whole reason for the birthing of this book, is I was at a media conference and I had a woman actually tell me, women can't have it all. And I looked at her in the eyes and I said, therein lies the problem. Because for that woman, her whole entire life will be based on, well, she's got to choose either this or that, or she's got to lower her expectations because she can't have it all.
Now, what about people? Because, you know, I love when all of a sudden we hear that, because it takes courage to say, I want it all, or I want to have it all. So what happens when we have those naysayers in our lives, the husbands, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends, lovers, parents, siblings, who look at you, who hold you hostage to your past and say, no, you can't?
Well, you know, with those type of people, and especially like with family, because we just can't get away from family, right? They're family. They're in our lives forever. So they've known the worst of the worst. They've seen us in their past before we were strong and, you know, more empowered. Just be careful who you share your dreams with, because you want to, yeah, you want to make sure that when you have a dream and when you are going to vocalize what that dream is or what your desire is, that you have someone that will hold that vision for you, that believes in you, and that you have the ability to create it. That's how your vision will become even bigger and more expanded. Because if you say it to someone that's always negative, that has that can't do attitude, and you tell them something about you're excited about, and they bust it down, it's also going to burst the energy within yourself.
Absolutely. Well, if you're just joining us tonight on Max and Friends, welcome to the show. We're talking to Kristi Whitman, the acclaimed New York Times bestselling author, the book, The Art of Having It All, A Woman's Guide to Unlimited Abundance. For more information, go to KristiWhitman.com and TheArtOfHavingItAll.com. Now, I'd love, just be careful who you share your dreams with. I absolutely believe that. I think that you know, when we run around and tell everybody our dreams, then all of a sudden when it doesn't happen, they can then point at you and say, you see, instead of the realizing that the universe had a different plan, a different plan for you. But let's get three really good points tonight, or the homework, I like to call it, for our listeners tonight, because this is kind of like a life class. So what are three things that people can start doing right now to paint this picture that is the art of having it all?
Well, the first thing I would say is that you need to start looking for any time you're like, oh, I don't want this. I don't want this to happen. This is showing up in my life. I don't want to be in debt. I don't want to have more bills than I have money coming in. Anytime you find yourself feeling lower level emotion, it's coming from lack. And so we need to look at the situation and say, what do I want? Why do I want this? And then how am I going to feel when I have it? What do I want? Why do I want this? How am I going to feel? And then start bringing in that feeling. Cultivate that feeling. So if you want freedom in your life or security in your life, start to feel what that would feel like now and cultivate that feeling of freedom or security now. Because we're so used to creating from the, if I just get this, then I'll feel. If I have this, then I'll be successful. And the truth is we have it backwards. If you want to be successful, feel successful, and then you'll start attracting successful things around you.
But now, so how do you feel successful when, that's number one, but how do you feel successful when people around you have beaten you down? How do you get that energy to feel it?
Well, that's just it, is that we have to start coming back to ourselves. We have to kind of block out and pull our energy and our power and our attention back from everybody else and bring it back within ourselves. So if it means taking time by yourself to meditate or doing affirmations to build yourself up or reading powerful books like The Art of Having It All that will put you on track and get you in alignment with the greatness that truly is within you, do things like that. Take less time to watch TV. Take less time to be with the people that drain you of your energy and spend time with yourself doing these things to build yourself up.
I love it. So since we're talking to author Christy Whitman of The Art of Having It All, we had great number one. What do I want? Why do I want it? And how will I feel? That's number one. So what's number two for painting the picture of The Art of Having It All?
Number two is really get clear about each aspect of your life. So, for example, do you even want children? You know, I have a girlfriend I've known you know, since seventh grade, and she's been with her boyfriend, you know, for 25 years. They don't want to get married. They don't want to have kids. But having freedom to have her career and wake up in the morning and have her time be her own and vacation when she wants to, that for her is having it all. So her having it all is not what society says having it all is. And she gets a lot of crap for it, too. I mean, people are like, when are you going to get married? Why aren't you going to get married? Aren't you going to have kids? You know, she's always had to deal with people asking those questions. But for her, she's very, very crystal clear on what her having it all is. So we have to get clear on what that is. What does it look like in every single aspect of your life? Is it... What is it in your body? What is it in your finances? You know, what would feel good for you? How much money do you want in the bank? What would the feeling be? You know, can you take the vacations that you want to take? What would that look like in every single area of your life? There's actually a guided meditation that everybody can go to for the, it's called theartofhavingitall.com. And there's a guided meditation that gets people super crystal clear on each, every aspect of their life, because that's so essential.
Absolutely. You know, I have a beautiful dream cat. It's not the catcher in the sense where, you know, the feathers, but it's like an old gourd, and it's a Native American dream.
Max, I think I lost you. Max?
Hi.
There we go. Hi, you're back.
I lost you. But what I was saying was that, you know, I have this really great, like, gourd dream catcher, Native American. And last year I put all these things in randomly that I wanted. At the end of the year, it was amazing how many of things that I wanted came true and I had forgotten about them. You know, and it brings me back to this great philosopher, Alan Watts, who said, when we think about the future, we miss that we're in it because we're already thinking about the next future. So we're not realizing we've created the future we want, but we're so busy wanting
other things that we don't realize we're in it. So how do we get back on track to being in the moment, really?
Well, you know, I'm glad you said that, because that's my third point, is that look in your day for having it all moments, because we think of like having it all as like almost like this diploma thing that once I get this, then I have it all and it's forever put on the wall, never to change ever. Our lives are a moment to moment thing. And so when you can look for having it all moments, and what I mean by that is the fullness of who you are is so present in the moment, and you're just enjoying that moment that you just feel such appreciation. That's a having it all moment. So having an all moment. Last night I went out to dinner at a really great restaurant with my husband. We had a great babysitter. The kids were home, you know, so had 2 hours of just fine dining and really moments of just pure moments of connection with my husband. That was like many having an all moments, you know, being cuddling with my kids in bed this morning and just kissing on them and hugging them and hearing their funny dreams. Those were having an all moments. When we start looking for those type of moments, the universe is going to reveal to us more having an all moments that we can experience and share.
And just be in the present and love. It's all about love anyway.
It is.
It is.
It really
is. Joy rising moments that you have. And everyone can experience them. The book we're talking about, The Art of Having It All, A Woman's Guide to Unlimited Abundance, was just released, which I love. It's an Aquarius, the book. So people can get this book where?
TheArtOfHavingItAll.com, and you can go to Barnes & Noble, you can go to any bookstore, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, it's everywhere.
How much fun, and how can people follow you?
Well, if you go to TheArtOfHavingItAll.com, you can put in your name and your email, and you get lots of different resources, or you can go to ChristyWhitman.com, and you'll get 7 free videos on the different universal laws like I talk about in the book.
How fantastic. Christy Whitman, The Art of Having It All, A Woman's Guide to Unlimited Abundance, the acclaimed New York Times bestselling author. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here on Max and Friends.
Thank you, Max. I appreciate you having me.
Love the book, and we're going to talk about it some more, because this is a topic that we're in that space right now where we really want to expand. So thank you for helping us expand.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful night and a wonderful week.
Thank you, too, Max.
Good night, darling.
Bye, everybody.
All right, everyone. Well, we're getting you into the space where you can just be who you are fully, where you can expand. And I'm talking about the good expanding. Now, you know, I was talking to Christy Whitman, the author of The Art of Having It All, just now. And what came through my mind was, could you imagine telling Cookie Lion on Empire she can't have it all? Oh, my goodness. I've got to tell you how much I love the show Empire, and that is a woman who could have it all. She wants half of her company back. The name is Cookie, ask about it. The show is Empire. Check your local listings. It's on Fox. It's one of my favorite new shows. Hey to all who are listening for the first time tonight. Joelle, thank you for tuning in, and everyone else right now who are on this wonderful frequency of Max and Friends. I give you my love, and it's a fun ride, isn't it? Well, it's only going to get better, because my next guest who's joining me is a fun author, Jodi Ambrose, and her books, Sex, How to Get More of It, and then the follow-up, Intimacy, How to Get More of It, and then if you want to cook, Darn Good Eats, but I want to talk about sex. But until we talk about sex with Jodi, let's go on a joyride. Roxette on Max and Friends. Joyride.
Hello, you fool, I love you.
or I can paint her. She's a child of the sun. We're a part of this together. Could never turn around and run.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Roxette. That was my jam, Joyride. Y'all ready for a joyride? I know we're winding down the night on the East Coast, and that song just pumps you up and makes you want to have more sex, or makes you want to go look for more sex. Whichever way it is, sex, how to get more of it. Well, that's the topic of my next segment with my new friend and author, Jody Ambrose. Welcome to Max and Friends.
Hey there, Max. How you doing tonight?
I am so great. That song just gets me hot. I'm like sweating right now thinking about a joyride back in the day when we used to ride down the avenue looking for sex. And how do we get more of it? That was one of the ways. We used to get in the car and to go down the avenue by the payphones.
I have cruised the town in a convertible more times than I can tell you about, so I'm right there with you.
Well, Jody, you're an author, relationship expert, award-winning blogger. Your books offer simple, straightforward, and solid relationship advice for each gender, man, woman, and everything in between. So
exactly.
Tell us about your first book, How to Get More of It. It's a guy's roadmap, basically, isn't it? To paradise.
It is a roadmap to paradise, in and out of the bedroom. And it's funny because when I was trying to come up with a name for the book, I'm like, I have no idea what the hell to call this book. It's like kind of like How to Be Nice to Your Girl, How to Get Laid. Like, there's so many components to it. And my sister's like, look, you're pitching it to men. Give it a proper name, Sex, How to Get More of It. I'm like, God bless you. So
I know,
she helped me name the book.
Now, listen, tell me about the book because it is so steamy. So tell us, like, why you wrote this book.
You know, it's funny. All through my entire, like, adult life, teenage life, everything, I was always one of those chicks that had lots of guy friends. And I'm not judgmental at all. Like, I figure as long as whatever you're doing is consensual, have at it. So, you know, everyone would tell me everything. You know, guys just would never filter. And I learned so much about what makes men insane about a woman and what they just love. And I just started putting all that together over the years and eventually turned into this book.
And here we are tonight talking about it. The book that we're talking about is Sex, How to Get More of It. Well, listen, you've got a million guide topics in the book, and you've got great outlines that we could follow. But, you know, how do we get into this? Forget, I mean, sex. You know, with guys, a lot of them now, they can just go, is it easier for guys to get sex or girls to get sex? That's the
question. Girls. I can go to the Circle K down the street and in 10 seconds get laid. Like,
and that's,
you know. Most
Everyone's
girls don't
like,
have that problem.
Where do you live, girl? Where do you live? So why is it then that guys have problems? Because they just think they're all that fucking macho, right?
You know, I think a lot of it, to be honest, is that guys just forget. Like, they forget about just, like, what a hot piece of ass their girl is. And they don't do all the sweet little things that they always did initially. And so, unfortunately, what happens when that happens is that the sex goes right down the toilet. And guys stop getting it, girls stop wanting it, and it's just, you're living with your roommate all of a sudden. And that's just not what anybody needs or wants.
No, it becomes a sexless marriage or relationship, right?
Ugh, it's just terrible. And not all, there are sexless relationships that are beautiful and wonderful, and the couple has identified that sex is not the thing for them and that they love each other and they don't need it. But that is a very small percentage of the world. The rest of us want a proper bang. So we have to figure out, what do we do to get that?
Well, we just got a tweet from a friend who said it's easier for gay men to get sex than straight women.
That's all. I do not doubt that, and God bless them.
Well, it's true. I guess with, you know, all those Grindr apps and stuff, it's like, you're 3 feet away.
Exactly. Come right over here, my friend.
Well, you know, you've got, like, all these great, they're like a list of 20 do's and don'ts. And I love one. You say, don't fart on or around her. Please tell men why this is not okay to do.
Okay. Let me just share this with you. This is like a... I have never been more horrified in my entire life than the very first time I heard a man I was dating and doing all kinds of naughty things with fart in front of me. I thought it was like a mistake, and I was like, oh, I won't say anything because I know he's going to be embarrassed. Not a whit of embarrassment, nothing. He was just like proud. Hey, there it is. Smell it. And I'm like, I'm never having sex with you again. Like, you know, it was the first thought that went into my mind. Because we want to think of your butt as like this delicious, chewable, luscious thing that we want to grab onto, right? Not as some toxic nightmare that makes us leave the room.
All right, but now what's good,
I think that makes sense.
Good for the gander, wouldn't you say?
Oh, totally. Ladies, let's always be ladylike, unless we're in the bedroom and then, you know, let your freak flag fly.
You know, my grandmother used to say, be a lady on the streets and a whore in the bed. Do you believe that?
My mother told me the same thing, and she'll kill me if anyone that she knows hears me just saying that. But my mom joked when I was little about the same thing. You got to be a chef in the kitchen, a lady in the living room, and a whore in the bedroom. And it's the best advice you can ever give to a girl.
Unless you're a Jewish girl, then you make reservations.
I love that.
Oh,
I'm a good Southern Baptist girl. I'll do that too.
You see, but now here's the thing, because like I was saying, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Is there really, do women get to draw the line just because they're a woman?
I
is it really the power
to be
of the
honest, and I love that you said that. I have a relative, I won't say who it is, that when I was little, I was like 8 or 9 years old, and we saw this fairly unattractive woman with this stunningly handsome guy, and my relative looks at me and she's like, that's pussy power for you. Mm-hmm. What, you does know, that mean? But now I understand.
I always said this. I always say, put a price on your pussy, because if you want a Big Mac, you're going to get a Big Mac man. If you want a steak, you're going to get a steak man, right? And I tell that, and people look at me like I have 10 eyes, but I say that to my niece who's like 13, because I'm like, listen, honey, like, you need to like be prepared in life, and I'm giving you this advice because you just got to know that if you want a man, you got to date a man friend. If you want a boy, you date a boyfriend. But, and my grandmother always used to say, my mom always reminds us that my grandma would say, it doesn't have a timer on it.
I love grandma. She's got great wisdom.
You know, and no one knows how much you use it. But I think that, you know, we're talking now so freely about sex, and in some countries, women can't even talk about sex, let alone have it. So how do men, straight men, for example, who are tuning in tonight, who think they have their groove on, and then when it comes to getting under those covers, they can't get it. What advice do you give to them to get it, to make it happen, home run, bam, let's do this?
There are a couple of tricks of the trade. Now, keeping in mind that every woman, of course, is their own delicate flower, and they're all different from one another. But in general, if you had to lump them all together, the majority of women tend to like this. They like confidence, not arrogance. My girlfriends and I, when we were in our 20s, we would go to bars, and we would pick like the 3 most arrogant guys in the place and destroy them. Like, that was our goal for the night, is just to absolutely destroy them. Confidence is delicious. Arrogance is despicable. So confidence is good. And the second part piece, kindness. Just be authentically kind with women. You will be stunned at the reaction that you get. For instead of dropping lines, just walk up to a woman and be yourself and be charming. And you don't have to fake it. Even though I'm saying be authentic, sometimes you have to fake it a little bit with the charm. And just let a woman know that you're interested. And it's amazing how far that can get you.
You see, just invest some time, right?
Exactly. It's not just all about the 10-second score. I mean, that 10-second score means that really any guy in the bar could have scored with her, right?
Yeah.
And if that's what you're out for, more power to you. But if you want something that's a little bit more substantial, then it's going to take more than 3 minutes. And it should. A good girl should, you know, not necessarily give you sex in the bathroom at the bar within 5 minutes of meeting you. Not that that's always a horrible thing, but in general.
Okay. Well, why do you define sex for men and intimacy? That's what I call intimacy.
Why do you that's like, awesome.
Sex is for men and intimacy is for women. Why is intimacy for women?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I wrote the sex book and I figured only guys would read it. And I was stunned because I had tons of girls that were reading it. And what they were saying to me, I kept getting email after email after email, when's there going to be a book for us? And so my response was, well, what do you want to know? I will be happy to write a companion book for the ladies. And they were all talking about, how do I get my man to be sweet to me? How do I get my man to make me feel special and loved? And really, all of that boils down to feeling intimate with somebody and feeling safe and feeling cherished and all of those things that go to make a woman look at you and just swoon when she sees you. And so that's how really the idea of the intimacy came into play.
Well, you know what's important? I see that you write here, and I love this, and I think it's so important, ladies. So if you're listening tonight, quit saying nothing when asked what's wrong. What do you say instead?
Tell them what's wrong. You know, I mean, you have two options. It really is that simple. And here's your two options, though. You can just tell them what's wrong, because my thought is, be glad you have a man that asks. He could be just like, screw the bitch, I don't care what's wrong, quit bragging.
Right.
It could be his attitude. But he's asking. So you can either tell him what's wrong. Of course, ladies, always keep it to a bulleted list. Your man is not asking for a 3-hour dissertation on everything he's ever done wrong since the day he was born. Keep it short, keep it sweet, and keep it focused on what's pissing you off at that moment. Part
so
two,
true.
If you...
You know,
yeah,
I want to throw in something real quick, because we were talking the other night. I was actually at this amazing dinner with this guru in the mountains of Colorado. I almost said Columbia.
Cool.
But in Colorado, she flew in from Australia, and we were talking about this basically like a pussy power conference. And
yep.
The women are like, I don't understand why he doesn't understand me. Right? And I
Talk
think
to him.
The point was, stop asking a man, do you understand me? Because men don't understand you. They never will.
They never, ever, ever, ever will. Ladies, you're deluding yourself. Like, I hear women say all the time, if he knew me, he'd know. That is the dumbest line to ever come out of a woman's mouth. And I'm a feminist, believe it or not. They can't read your mind. Like,
no.
Ladies, if you listen to nothing else I say, they cannot. They don't necessarily read your body language. Mm-hmm. They might be able to read your facial expression, which can be anywhere from come get some to fuck off. But they cannot read your mind. And if you just get that and know that, you will have such better communication with your man.
Speaking of communication, you say stay the hell out of his phone and computer. Why?
Yes. It's trouble. I mean, what if he read your diary, ladies? What if he read the emails that you sent to your girlfriends? Wouldn't you feel just so incredibly violated? Of course you would. And typically, and again, I'm making generalizations. I know this is not applicable for everybody. You know, guys might lean towards their morning porn or their before they go to bed porn, or they might, you know, whatever. Unless you do that with him, if you don't want to know what he's looking at, what kind of strange, weird, twisted shit he looks at on the computer, don't look, because you can't unknow it. And then what do you do with the information? You either admit that you're a sneaky little thing who went behind his back and looked at his stuff, and then he doesn't trust you, and gee, isn't a relationship with no trust either way fantastic? Or you eat it. And it's like with that festering apple on the bottom of the bunch. And you just sit there and you hate him. You son of a bitch, I can't believe he looks at that stuff. You know, and so it's no win.
Well, speaking of eating it, you know, I read this article last week that is the number one thing that women love in bed.
That was the best segue in the history of radio. Through Please, Susie. And yes, I would agree.
Tucci, you're listening to Max and Friends. My guest tonight is Jodi Ambrose. The books that we're talking about, well, they're just Sex and Intimacy and The Cookbook, which we haven't even gotten to. Darn good eats. Speaking of eating, is pussy in that recipe? In that book?
Naughty, naughty boy. That's why I love you.
Listen, I'm just saying because I'm just calling a thing a thing. People are in relationships for years. They don't know how to communicate. And this is what we're doing tonight here on Max and Friends is communicating and making it simple and fun. And these are things you can talk about. And don't let your patterns and your pathology stop you. Don't let your father in the back of your head say, you can't say that to a woman. And don't let your mother say, how dare you say that to a woman. Say it, right?
Preach on, brother.
I'm right there with you.
Well, I'm right there with you. If you don't say what you're thinking, you'll never be happy.
Yeah, I'm just going to read through this list because we're going to have to wrap this up. Speaking about wrapping it up and we're talking about sex, wrap it up if you don't want to get diseases and if you don't want to have babies. So on that note, you're going to come back to the show, okay? Is that cool?
I'd love to. That sounds great.
You've got like all these things. Potty time is private time. Act like your man is your hero. Try to avoid being a control lunatic. Try something new in the bedroom. Turn off the
hitch.
Being a nag is a no-no. Fight in a fair and constructive way. Before we go, let's talk about that because a friend of mine who used to do love songs at night, Elizabeth Yates, she used to say before she signed off the air, don't go to bed angry, stay up and fight. So how do we fight in a fair and constructive way?
I think what so often women do is, like I mentioned a few minutes ago, they either go into a dissertation, so it's a 10-hour fight, and who the hell wants to have a 10-hour fight? Nobody. You lose right off the get-go if that's how you want to fight. So keep it short. Keep it sweet. Don't throw things in his face either. So you can't say, but a year ago you did that, and 3 months ago you did that. Well, you should have dealt with it 3 months ago and a year ago. Bringing it up now only makes him feel belittled and like you are a shrew. So if you deal with issues as they happen in a non-screaming, try not to cry as hard as you can unless it's really something heartbreaking and you just can't help it.
What if he's screaming?
Oh, get the hell out. No. Whenever I meet a new guy, I always tell them, I'm like, the only man that has ever screamed at me in my life is my father. You are not my daddy, and you will never raise your voice to me. Are we clear?
I love that you say that because what that is creating boundaries. So for all of you
going
into a new relationship this week, set up boundaries from the beginning. And it's not that you're like reading your do's and don't lists. You're just establishing your truth and who you are. So I say always boundaries are a good thing. Wouldn't you agree?
I couldn't agree with you more. My husband and I, right when we first met, we had been dating about a month, and he was like, this is too good to be true. There's got to be something horribly, horribly wrong with you. Like, you never fight. You never get pissed. And I said, oh, no, I can go from sweet to bitch in 3 seconds if you do one of the following few things. Right. And I gave him my little list. We've been together 7.5 years. He's never violated anything on the list.
Yeah.
He did the same thing. Told me what made him mad, and I don't do it.
It's that simple, just creating the boundaries. Because that way you know what they are, so you can never, if you break them, then it's your fault.
That is exactly what I told him. You know better now.
It's a beautiful thing when we can communicate. And I've just got to communicate that we got to wrap this show up, girl, because it is time to go. Before I let you go, how can people find you?
You can just go to jodiambrose.com. It's the Jodi with an I. Go to Amazon. It's the cheapest place to buy the books. I run specials all the time because I want you to be able to have information without having to pay a fortune for it. Cause I've been poor. I know what that's like. So get it off Amazon, any of the books, or just go to jodiambrose.com. You can get to my blog that way, TV interviews, all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of good stuff. On that note, I'd like to say thank you so much for being a guest on my show tonight on Max and Friends. The first time you're a friend, the second time you're family.
Love it. It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
It's my pleasure. I'm going to call you after the show because we're going to kiki for a little bit. But on that
note, sounds awesome.
I love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends tonight. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Take life to the max this week. Love one another. Good night and good karma. Next week is my birthday. I don't know if I'm going to be here or not, but I love you all. So tune in anyway to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Good night.